Shalom lachem, toda shetem.
Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Today we're in two separate studios due to the corona crisis. And I came here with big questions to Dr. Lightman. I hope that your answers can give us the right perspective on what's going on. First question is very simple. Somehow, we have found ourselves in an unclear situation where everything that we were familiar with is dissipating. And this reality where, besides being concerned for your health and for the health of your children and parents, besides that, there's also a very serious concern in regard to our livelihood, because nothing's clear. The number of those that are ill isn't that big, but the fear of it not being clear whether tomorrow morning you will have money to buy groceries at the supermarket, or will there be something to buy at the supermarket. And all this general feeling of destruction is really paralyzing. It's pressuring. I have children, and yeah, it's really pressuring. How do you see this life? I 100% agree with what you're saying. It's truly so. That an ordinary person that lives off a paycheck and has a family, children that he has to feed, that he has to care for, that suddenly kindergarten and schools close, and maybe his wife can't go to work, and going out to any supermarket or to buy something is a real complicated mission that no one knows how it will end. And from all sides, he sees different threatening things. I agree that an ordinary citizen, in the meantime, maybe we're not really digesting it yet. Maybe there are those that understand it better or less, but it's very different to how it was before, and it's going to change our entire life. I agree. How do you relate to these paralyzing feelings of fear, of existential anxiety? As simple as that. A person was used to, he had a job, so maybe he couldn't make ends meet, but he's familiar with his abilities, he knows how much money he has, so maybe he's not rich, he's not poor, you know, middle class. And this pressure that's coming in, not even in mentioning those that have that are self-employed, that really many stores, businesses are on the verge of collapse. It's like suddenly everything was. Think about this. It's not only that you've reached zero, you're in minus. You had plenty of suppliers of things, you had to give them this, give them that, and suddenly everything collapses. You have no idea where you are. Who's managing your business now? How will it happen? Business owners are in the worst situation. And if it's an ordinary person, then there's social security and things like that that can help an ordinary person. The different government offices can somehow give something to an ordinary person in order to make a living. But if someone has a business and you're in debt, and now there will be different, they'll be taken to court, and there will be lawsuits, and this and that. So it's endless. these few weeks in which everything came to a standstill, maybe this will take a few years to correct. You know how it works if it comes to trial through lawyers, through things like that. We won't be able to get out of it. And therefore, we have to understand that this is a very special kind of blow. It's not that there was an earthquake, that there's no one to turn to. Turn to the ground, right? But here, you have a problem that the previous connection that existed between us that was clear to us broke. That we're connected with one another through certain regulations, children, families, employees, proprietors, and now everything's collapsing. And especially in our situation, in our state where we have built human society in a way that mostly we live off each other. Like tourism, for example, with hotels and resorts, and all the flight companies, airlines. It's unbelievable. And people, what are they going to do? Even though that somehow we will find a way of how to provide them with food, you know, but really only basic needs. What then? What are they going to do? Mankind has no answer. It doesn't. So, from this place which you have very precisely described, does a person, I as a parent, make sure that I won't get a heart attack? I'll tell you furthermore, I hear many people saying, and you know, I'm related to many people, that they're afraid to sit at home. With the wife, with the kids, with the door closed, I'm inside four walls, behind four walls, and I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow from this get-together. You know, I want to run away to work, do something, go to clients, see people. Anyone who worked, he worked with someone, with something also. The woman that left the family for some time to work, today she can't even do that. To the supermarket, to the mall, she can't go. Kids that used to go play besides school. Today you don't have school, you don't have playgrounds. Suddenly we feel worse than in jail. And from day to day, the government is giving us harder and harder restrictions. And in such a time, you're justfully asking me, oh, what's going on with us? And I want to tell you that I'm exploding from joy. God forbid, not because people are helpless and because they feel bad. But I'm so joyous because we have reached these times, this very special time, where mankind has to acknowledge how or what a corrupted society it has built, where everyone is hostile toward each other, in collision with one another. And now we're tasting, so to speak, what we have built for hundreds and even thousands of years. The egoistic bourgeois society based on interests, and our kids too, where are they and what are they getting from the society that we have built? Meaning, we have to do self-scrutiny, and now the time has come. And this is what I see with this corona blow. When you say self-scrutiny, what do you mean? What are we living for? What is the meaning of life? What's the purpose? What's the use to survive these the years that we live here? So the first 20 years somehow, I suppose, and you go to the army and everything. So, it's ordinary. After the ages of 50, 60, we're reaching the end. What do we have in between? Hard work. I work hard, my wife works hard, we have children, we have to raise them, strengthen them, show them the way into life. I don't see when do we see life altogether. We've built such a turmoil for ourselves, and we jumped into it. And we're just keeping ourselves from drowning in it. You're talking about modern slavery, that a person works from morning till night, plenty of hours, no time for his family, children. Yeah? This is clear. So if this was wrong, and I think that many people can agree that a modern person, no matter who he is, he's a kind of a slave. And now what? Now nothing. So what is there to be joyous about? You have no idea if you'll have food for the next week. It's like going back to ancient times. I have to go hunt some animal. What? We came back to the Stone Age. If previously I had a problem of not having enough time to be with my kids because you work 10 hours a day, now the problem is... And this is not funny at all. You're simply asking yourself, will you have how to buy food? This is obvious. So here you have two main problems. Food for the soul and food for the body. What do you mean, food for the soul? What am I living for? What's the purpose? What's the meaning? What is this life for? What is nature demanding of us? That we have reached such a development where we don't know what are we living for, why, what, how. This is what we see. Now, besides this, in such cases where everyone's sitting at home, that I can't even go and visit my parents, friends, go out to a cafe, theater, my kids are with me inside these four walls, we need serious support. We need psychological help. We need help from the educational system, health system, because soon, you know, what outbursts there will be, the kind of cases that we'll experience. We have to know how to live. Children between themselves, parents with the children, parents between themselves, how do we get along within these four walls? Besides, to determine the new relations between us in human society and mankind. Besides, the coronavirus, it won't just go away. It'll go away on condition that it will destroy all previous infrastructures. Why can't we go back? You know, there were crises. There's a wave. You bow your head, and when it's over, you know, but you're saying that we can't go back to the life that we knew. Why? Meaning it's not a matter of time. There are today forecasts for a short, medium, and long period of time. So you're saying that it's not a function of time. We can't go back to the previous picture. I hope so. I don't want to say that I'm right.
אני הייתי מעוניין אפילו קצת לטעות. קצת.
I'd be happy to be a bit wrong even. I think that through all of these natural disasters, nature is teaching us, because we're a part of the integral system of nature. In nature, you have still vegetative, animate, and human beings, the speaking level. These are four different degrees of development of matter and the stages of the still vegetative and animate. Nature acts as one body. We're all interconnected, interdependent, support one another. Besides the human level, the speaking level, man, that's willing to destroy everything as long as he's well off. He can't be integral with the rest of the parts of nature. And here we can see that the coronavirus is coming to break us. It's coming in order to show us that we can't keep on living the way that we do. That we have to simply change our behavior to accept mankind as a single system, as an integral system, where we're all interdependent, where we all have to take care of one another, and if we don't, things are going to be really grim. You're saying that nature is coming to actually teach us a lesson, that all of the components of nature, the still, vegetative, and animate, they behave as one big body in which the different parts support one another. Besides the human species, where we're more about eating each other than supporting one another. But when I look at nature and I see all of its different parts, the still, vegetative, animate, I see processes of one body, of completion, like the food chain. This eats that, dies, someone else eats them, and so on. So from an overview, I can see it being an integral system. But a single part in nature, it lives just like I do. Any animal, for example, looks for food. So do I. So what's the difference? True? So why? Man is a savage. This is how we are. The word savage, meaning he's an egoist. The still vegetative and animate are not egoistic. They eat one another because they need to eat. They need to exist, to live their life. But if they're satiated, they stop and don't harm one another. Man enjoys harming others. You can poke one of my eyes out as long as you poke two of his. This is what separates between man and beast? Yeah, because I want to harm nature, the environment, everyone. Man enjoys harming others. This is what he enjoys. This is what makes him an egoistic creature. Yeah, this is called ego. So the motive of enjoying harming others, this is what separates man from animals. Yes. And this is what we're supposed to correct now, this deviation, in order to become a part of the one system of nature. Yeah. I have a hard question. I know plenty of egoistic people that enjoy harming others, especially I see it on people that are in the highest positions, that obviously in order to survive there, you have to kill everyone around you. Wait a second. Because he wants to kill the others, this is why he reaches such a high degree. That's clear. Don't invert the means and the reason. Okay, this is clear. Now, enjoying narrow egoism, enjoying harming or hurting others, this is well known. Okay, but many of the people that I know, they don't behave this way. they don't enjoy harming others, and to the contrary, they even live in a way that they try as much as they can to do good, especially in our country. If you check, you'll see that the different NGOs and volunteering and charity and helping, it's something that's very developed. Now, this, let's call them good public, and there are many of them. How are they supposed to relate to this saying that because there are plenty of egoistic people, we now experience this blow? And they don't feel a part of what you're saying. So, what? We have to learn a bit in order to understand this, but I'll tell you in advance. After you will learn about human nature, study it, you will understand that man's nature is evil from the very start, and the only thing that he wants is to harm others. And it could be from a little baby and up to a grown-up. Men, women, this is our nature, this is how we were born, this is how we developed, and therefore we have no choice but to live this way. Unless we go into an educational system that corrects us and makes us good toward each other. But this is through hard work, exercises, that we really accept that system and exercises seriously. Dr. Lightman, what I understand up till now is that the corona came to erase the world that we were familiar with, and as you say that, there's no going back, in order for us to build a better world in which people will be good toward each other. If not the corona blow, then there will be the next blow, a stronger one, and it will do the work. But really, the outcome has to be that a person gives up and says, look, it's an act of God, I have to change. I have to come out of my ego. Man's nature, as you mentioned it, as it says, man's nature is evil from the very start, and the purpose of a person's development is to become beneficial toward others. Again, man's inclination is evil from the start. This is the opening, the starting point. This is how nature created man. Now, a person has to develop to a point where he will benefit others. The integral nature is the opposite of human nature. It is entirely good, and therefore it develops the still vegetative and the animate in a good way, and the still vegetative and animate do not use the different parts of nature adversely, but only only feed off it, and man wants to control and destroy everyone, and therefore he's evil. Okay, now this is how nature created man, and man, by his own forces and with the help of others, has to upgrade himself, meaning he has to take himself and make a new human being out of himself that knows how to treat others favorably, yes? More or less. In between these two stops where man's nature is egoistic and that he has to develop with the help of those around him comes corona that helps us erase the world that we were familiar with, that we have built the way that we did for centuries and centuries in order to give birth to a new world. Yeah. This new world, what's different about it is that there are people in it that want to do good to each other. This the big change? Yes, that's all you need. But in this new attitude by which we start treating each other, we start seeing that the nature that we discover in it is completely different. Eternal, whole, perfect. We live without pressure. We're living in heaven. We don't feel that we're living a short and miserable life, that our life even here on earth is such that can continue more and more. because all the bad and harm that we bring upon ourselves, illnesses and so on, short life, it all stems from our evil nature. If we invert ourselves from hate to love, we will see that we are in heaven. Heaven. What is that? Heaven, it's from the fairy tales. Fairy tales, I don't know. It depends on what do you read and what do you see. So what is heaven? Heaven is a state where the situation or the state between people is that they love each other. They're in love another as yourself. You believe it's possible? Not only that I believe that it's possible, but I'm certain that nature will bring us to this sooner or later, and we'll simply have no choice but to want, or we won't want, but we'll have to reach this kind of level of connection. Love is a feeling that develops in man's, that develops in a person towards others. How does this paralysis that we're experiencing now can make room for this new feeling to grow? From hate, you come to love. As we know, these two things are very close. If there is hate between us, there can be love. And if I don't identify hate but fear, and don't worry, you'll feel it. You'll feel it. Nature will develop all these things in you for and against, and you'll discover love and hate and love and hate. And this is how you will rise. You'll climb the ladder of the understanding of nature. The hate that I feel now is toward the state, the situation itself. No one invited this, and suddenly, boom, such a blow comes down upon us, and I hate this state. I want for it to disappear, dissipate. Like I heard someone say that I'll wake up in the morning and I'll find out that it was all a dream. That this is a dream, to wake up and see that it was all a dream. No, it comes in order to teach us that it is not a dream. It's something very realistic that brings us to reality from a state where we were as dreamers, that we were in a dream actually, that we could exist in this egoistic way and hate toward one another, and now we're reaching to be as one man and one heart and a single mechanism and an integral nature. We'll talk about this some more, but it won't happen so that we will wake up tomorrow morning and we will feel that, we had this, as if we had a TV show where there was Owen and me and we were in a dream and we talked about some delusional state. No. God forbid, no. I see the future states that we can actually achieve by the coronavirus. This is what's up ahead, only we have to hear a bit of what does the wisdom of Kabbalah say about this, that it is something special, that it is an opposite world to the one that we're familiar with, which is entirely good. Dr. Lightman, until our next show, direct us. What should we think about in order to decrease the pressure, this inner paralysis that we're experiencing? What should we think about? We are living in a world which is entirely good, and only we, human beings, we shape this world to be entirely bad. Let's stop creating this evil between us, and let's try to relate to each other, treat each other with patience, and in a good and nice attitude, and you will see, we will see how beneficial it will be to us. Ahead of us, there is a good life after the corona. When it will pass, we will see a world, an enlightened world, for us, for our children, for all of mankind. So let's, as quickly as possible, try to get there. Maybe we'll talk about this on your next shows, about how can we get there quickly, in a good, a nice way, and let's go in gladly into this new world. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you for being with us. Come again. Till next time. And really, the most important thing now is to be together. All the best.